Hi, friends. This is We Have Thoughts, Conversations with Oscar series. And today we're talking about Little Women. How are my Little Women?
Sobbing in a corner.
Trying not to die.
So I'm Crystal, and the two people crying are
Anna
and Joy.
So, sorry, wrong notes. I got distracted again. So Little Women is nominated for Best Picture, Best Actress, Saoirse Ronan, Best Supporting Actress, Florence Pugh, Original Score, which you just heard, which is fantastic, Best Adapted Screenplay, Hala, and Best Costume Design. Six noms in total.
Woo.
So I guess you can tell by the reactions that we all liked it.
I think loved is a better
love,
word.
Okay.
I would say cherished, adored.
Yeah, I don't know that I loved it, but I did like it a lot. Love you, is a strong word.
You loved it. Honestly,
I was very pleasantly surprised because actually I have never heard, I mean, I've heard of it, but I've never read Little Women. I've never seen it before. It just wasn't on my radar. I didn't know anything of it. I know that it's been made a bunch of times, but just, I didn't know. So, I didn't know that this going back and forth was a new concept. Mm-hmm. So I liked that. I thought that was very interesting. It made it feel fresh to me. I think Greta Gerwig did was masterful, actually. Maybe that's a high praise, but
you know,
I think she did a great job.
I agree with that. I think Greta Gerwig's take on this was very fresh and very new and very, like, for the time, but still of the time.
It could have easily been modernized without it being modern.
Yeah. It could have easily been like dated and daunting and like basic and boring. But it wasn't. Yeah, like a period piece. But the way she approached it in a modern sense, and it like changed the whole thing. I was very, and like, I remember, I think Joe and I watched a trailer, and it's that scene where Timothée Chalamet and Saoirse Ronan are like talking on the hill or whatever. And I was like, wow, that's acting.
Acting
that's
at each
amazing.
Other.
That's amazing. Yeah, they're like acting at each other. That's the great story. So I love the story back and forth between timelines, making it feel modern and fresh.
That threw me at first.
Did it really? Okay.
Yeah, because for fans of the book and and other movies, it's, I don't know, there's something about that opening scene. They're opening on Christmas Eve and all the girls are being themselves. And Amy's like, it won't be Christmas without presents. And then Joe's like, and we haven't got Father to read to us. And Meg is all bum hurt because she doesn't have pretty things. And then there's sweet little Beth that's like, but we've got each other.
I love Beth.
It's like such an introduction to who these women are. I went in hoping to see that scene at first, and I was like, what is happening?
Do you feel like your high expectations of this was like hindering to your experience?
No.
Okay.
I think once that initial like, what is happening? And I kind of got into the groove of it, maybe like 10, 15, maybe like 20 minutes in, I was okay. I was in it from the minute it started, but I think like that just threw me off a bit.
I love how it feels timeless. Like, this is going to be shown to people years from now, and it's going to feel fresh even then. Like, I love that. That was so great.
It's definitely replaced the 1995 Winona Ryder version as my favorite.
Oh, okay. Wow. Ooh.
But that one will always just be like such a special
close
place
to your
for
heart.
Me.
Yeah.
I can like, it's one of those like Titanic that when I'm watching I can quote it. Mm-hmm. There's a scene where Joe is reading out to Aunt March in the 95 version, and I was hoping for a split second it was going to be the same book that she's reading out loud in this version, but she didn't end up actually reading out loud. That like when she's reading it I can like quote it in
that
the movie.
Is so adorable.
This is okay, so for me, I read this book in like fifth or sixth grade, maybe fourth grade. It was a summer reading book. I watched the Winona Ryder version. I watched the Katharine Hepburn version.
Oh, you did?
I believe it's Katharine Hepburn. I know there's an older one than that, but I have not seen that one. When I started getting into musicals in like sixth, seventh grade, I discovered Sutton Foster through Thoroughly Modern Millie, and I was looking up what else she had done, and I found out there's a Little Women musical, and I like lost my shit. And it's that musical is so like ingrained in me that when I listen to it, I feel like I can, if that's the one script, I feel like they could hand it to me and be like, I need you to direct this show, and I could do it. Because wow. I see it in my head, and I've only seen one live production of it, so it's not like I've seen it recorded and done online all the time. So, but I just have such a vision of that musical. It's got some really beautiful moments and songs in there, and I just there's certain moments that make me cry every time, and so I was very excited for this movie to come out, especially when they announced the casting.
Oh my god.
So how would you feel if this cast did the musical version, like on a movie, like a movie musical?
It wouldn't make a good movie musical.
No? Okay.
It's not the greatest musical of all time. It's definitely got some, I mean, I've never really read the book for the musical. But I think this story is just too sweeping. Like, there's too much of it.
That's a great word for it, sweeping, yeah.
For it to be a good musical. It really didn't do well that season, the season it was on. I don't think it lasted very long. I think the only nomination it got was for Sutton Foster for playing Jo. And that's mostly because she has a song where she literally belts her face off. Like it.
You have to see it.
You watch it and your face just like melts off. It's gorgeous. And of course, I tried to sing that song.
Oh my God. Please do it right now.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Come on. Give me one bar.
I can only think of the opening song. Not the opening song, but the opening of Act Two song. I know it's astonishing.
You're astonishing.
You are.
She's like, here I go. It's right Mama after. Mia? No, it's like right after. It's right after she rejects Laurie, and she's feeling, and she found out that Amy's going to
Europe,
mm-hmm. her Europe. And so she decides, like, here I go, and there's no turning back. I'm trying not to sing because I'm.
Do it, do it,
no,
do it, do
I am
it,
not
do
in
it.
A place to sing right now.
Fine.
But yeah, so this story is just really close to my heart, and
it's
I
one
really
of
Anna's
faves.
It is.
I love how much you love it.
I love it so much. And all my life, I think it's normal for when you're reading a story or watching a movie to like feel like you're the main character. So all my life, I was like, oh my God, I'm such a Jo. But like watching this, I was like, oh no, wait, I'm a little bit of Meg. Oh no, wait, I'm a little bit of Amy. Oh no, wait, I'm a little bit of Beth. Oh, and I've got some of Jo. Like,
It
kind of broke my heart. I was like, I'm not Jo. Like that, I walked out and I was thinking about it that night, a little devastated, going, I'm not a Jo.
Since you're an expert on this, which one are we?
Oh God.
Oh God.
Do you need some time to think about it?
I think.
Should we chit chat about other stuff?
I don't think you guys are any one.
Mm-hmm.
Which combo
most
are
like,
we?
I guess.
Which
and
combo?
Because
pick two.
This movie changed my perspective of Amy so much, which I feel like it did for a lot of people.
Oh yeah.
I definitely feel like my answers would be different than before.
Mm-hmm.
So pick two sisters. So two for me and two for her. They can be the same or they can be different. Do you need some time to ponder this?
Yeah,
we'll
that's fine. We'll come
okay.
back.
Okay, think about, so think sorry. About that. I want your answer at the end of the
so
podcast, please.
Its costume design Oscar nomination is warranted because that, first of all, Florence Pugh's light blue skirt mm-hmm. that she has, where she's like,
bitch.
Oh my God. And then her like white, black
her
and
cape.
White dress.
Oh, the black
my
and white dress.
God.
The black and white dress, I almost feel like it wasn't of the time because the pattern was so stark. And when during that time period, I don't feel like they had. No. I just think that pattern wasn't very popular or very available at that time. Even though she was in Europe, so she has like the couturiers
Maybe
making
that's
her
why,
clothes.
To show like she was not just.
It was stunning.
It was exquisite.
Literally watching this movie, I left and I was like, I need to sew some things.
Exquisite. Like every time she, maybe because just Florence Pugh and I think she's gorgeous and I love her, but I see on screen, I was like, wow. Like I literally went, wow. Every
like, gasp,
time.
Like gasp. Audibly
and
gasp.
This movie made me a fan of her because I had known of her. Didn't really pay attention, but I was like, this girl is great. I love her. She is magic. Like I'm so happy that she has a Best Supporting Actress nomination because she again, supports the story so well, and then her scenes are so good. She's just, she breathes so much life into the character that it's just, it's fantastic. Fantastic. Florence Pugh, I love you. You're great.
She did so phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. In this movie.
Especially because being the baby of the family, that girl is always the worst.
And I love the, it was a strong decision to choose to have Florence Pugh play both
parts,
both young Amy and older Amy, and she did it so fantastically. Mm-hmm. The voice she had on and the mannerisms she had when she was young Amy, and the way she was just kind of snotty but also
endearing.
She was just like a little kid.
Yeah, which exactly.
Was crazy, because then the next scene you're watching her and you're like, she's grown, she's a fucking adult.
It's a great, Greta Gerwig did a really good job, I think, of the weight. Because she split it up back and forth, it was a really good showcase for her actresses.
Oh, yeah.
Because of that, Florence Pugh was able to shine. Same with Saoirse Ronan. Like, she created such a great vessel for her actors to be the best they could be. And that is what a good director does. Boom.
She should have been directed.
I'm nominated. Still mad about it. I am angry.
The whole category should have just been women.
I don't understand. Like, after watching it, I was like, wow, now I go, everyone's so pissed. Because that was great.
Yeah.
What I just watched was magic. And she, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm mad. Ho's mad, okay?
Ho's mad. I fucking love this movie. I love it so much. And yep. I only watched it for the first time because Anna would talk about it and stuff. And she would, like, play the songs from the musical and stuff. But I had never actually seen it. I'd seen clips and bits and pieces here and there on, like, Oxygen or whatever, whenever it would come on TV. But I never fully sat down to watch it. And I am so upset that when I was a kid and, like, had the chance to read this book, I never fucking read this book. I used to read so much, and I could have read this book, and I could have loved it for a long time. But I didn't. So my first experience watching, I watched the Winona Ryder version with Anna maybe, like, well, like, 3 years ago, maybe? Something like that. 2 years ago?
Yeah, maybe like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was recent. You came in like at the half, like not at the beginning.
No, I came in like halfway, which is so, why, that was dumb, but still great. So I came in watching the movie about halfway and I wasn't like immediately invested. This is my shit. I love drama. I love romance. Mm-hmm. I love good acting. I love people pining after each other. Unrequited love is the best because it hurts the worst.
Ugh, like, it kills.
It's so bad. And I can tell you, I was fucking pissed with how that movie ended.
And it was so refreshing.
Shredded.
Because I don't think I've ever known anybody who has like a love for Little Women like I do. I know some people who, in like theater wise, loved the musical as well. My best friend in high school, Maddie, she and I, there's a beautiful duet with Joe and Beth right before she dies. It's called Some Things Are Meant to Be. And that was like our song. We would sing it all the time. We would sing it in class. We would
Are you Joe and she's Beth?
Yeah. But I think we switched it because Beth is the soprano in that song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so at the time, it was just better that way. And because I'm awful at harmonies, I get nervous. But so it was really nice to have someone be like as outraged as I was when I was 13.
Which, because I have 13-year-old feelings, that's why.
Well, because when you first watch it, you're like, Joe and Lori deserve to be together.
I know. And like, especially the way that movie was done, that's definitely what felt more right. But I love that, like, when I was watching this one, like everybody else, like, you saw a completely different side of Amy. You get more insight into what her actual brain is doing, what she's actually thinking, rather than just like, ha ha ha, I'm a kid and I'm fucking stupid.
They played up the fact that she was also in love with Lori.
Yes, so it made more sense.
Oh, that's
once
not
you
the original?
Get,
there's,
no.
There's a few moments where they kind of touched on
that's
it
why I hate Amy.
In the Winona.
I hated Amy.
When Beth first gets sick and they have to send Amy away to Aunt March.
Mm-hmm.
In the carriage ride over, it's just her and Lori, and he's like comforting her and making sure she's okay. She's like, I don't want to die without having ever been kissed. And he was like, I will kiss you. And they have like this sweet moment.
Lame.
So that's kind of like a
Crystal hates romance.
It's kind Stupid. Of like a hint at, and she's always been jealous of Joe getting to go out and
oh, yeah.
go to the opera and
Again, because I don't really watch these movies typically, I completely thought that he was going to end up with Saoirse Ronan. So when it didn't happen, I was like, oh, okay, I think I like this movie. This was surprising.
It bucked tradition.
I like that. I think I didn't know that was going to happen.
Oh, but that line he says, when she's like, I don't think I'll ever marry. And he goes, you will. And I will watch.
Oh, yeah.
That's also in the Winona version. Oh,
that God. Whole scene on the hill was beautiful.
Acting. They're again, so young and they're so great actors. You know what? Saoirse Ronan,
she is just so good. Like, she's quality.
My dad, a 55-year-old man, said that she's his favorite actress.
You know what? Why Dang. Excellent indeed. Okay.
Was it Ira who tweeted that?
Yeah, Ira, I love you. Ira the Third on Twitter. Follow him because he's great. He tweeted that when he first watched it like months ago. And I was like, all right, I'm going to save this. And he was right.
He was right.
Also, I did call Florence Pugh for Best Supporting Actress. I have it right here.
Oh, so I'm so glad I wanted
it.
Got,
I'm glad she did
I'm
it.
I'm so happy.
I'm so glad that she got that recognition. And I'm so glad that Greta got that recognition in that too. Like her character became so much more.
Yeah.
Because the writing of that was so good. It was just...
And apparently she gave that quote that she says to Laurie about being a woman in that time, like right before they shot the scene. Like it wasn't originally in the script.
Wow.
As I just found that out on
That's amazing.
IMDb.
That's beautiful. Like her also, that's her Oscar reel right there.
They're going to play that.
I want to hear it over and over again.
Somewhere. They're not going to play the one about the foot because that was hilarious. So I was sitting
there. I just want to show Laurie that I have my dainty tiny feet.
I remember sitting there going, that's hilarious.
Which this was a fun callback to when she first met him and he's like, are you in pain? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I would have never sprained my ankle. I have sweet, delicate feet. Like,
yeah.
I would have never done that. You should have taken me.
Oh my God. The youngest sister of the worst.
Fucking Amy. And like, it's so interesting. I love this story. And I like, as soon as I watched it with Anna, I was like immediately in. I don't know why.
I'm surprised you didn't make me watch it. Because you made me watch, what was the other one?
Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice. I ended up really liking
that
it.
That was fucking beautiful.
Which I did not expect to like it as much
right,
as I did.
Right, but I loved it. I'm surprised you didn't make me watch it. I loved it so much. And it's so weird because like, I don't have any sisters. So I don't know what any of these feelings are.
Ugh.
But... I'm just like, I know we've had conversations before about like sisters and stuff and whatever, and like the extremes of like loving and hating them.
Yeah.
And until I really saw this movie, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Sisters are very weird. Cause like, I'll give her a kidney, but she can't borrow my shoes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's weird. It's no, I'm serious. Like don't touch my stuff, girl.
She'd give your kidney back before she'd give you your shoes back.
Probably like don't touch my stuff, but yeah, you need a leg, I'll give you one. Like that's just how it is.
Yeah.
And like I can scream
that's
at her
perfect.
You know, I
her a kidney before I let her borrow my shoes.
I know, it's completely true. Like I love my sister, but also shut up. Like I can't there's no other way to describe it than that, really. If you have a sister, that's you hilarious. Get it. If not, good for you, I guess. I don't know. Is that why you get annoying with you, Joy? Are you I know you because you never had a sister?
I guess. I don't know what it's like to... I mean, the only other woman I ever lived with was my mom.
And that's different.
She worked, though, so it's not the same. It's not the
but
same.
But mother-daughter is different.
All my brothers are younger than me. I'm the oldest, so...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but you have a sister.
Yeah, but so I'm saying, like, our relationship, does it feel like sister-like? Is that why you're like, ugh, shut up?
I have an answer for you guys now.
Okay, yeah, go.
You're both Meg, because you're the oldest... And you have that sense of responsibility.
Meg is Emma Watson.
God, Watson. Okay. I said Roberts. Oh, my God.
Fuck how no, Emma. You? How dare you? You should never do good in this.
It was nice knowing you. I'm done.
Emma Watson. Got it.
And Joy, you are Meg and Amy.
Oh, shit.
But in the best, fuck in the me. Good way.
Dramatic way.
Oh, my God. I'm a dramatic bitch with, oh, my God.
But also you're. Fiery and passionate as well.
That's totally
and artistic.
I'm going to descend now into the grave.
You're the
because
new
Joy,
Amy.
Would Joy make a hold of her foot for someone?
What did she say?
You're romantic and you're...
Ew, you are.
Romantic.
I mean Amy in the best ways.
I know.
Joy would make a mold
Amy,
of her
Amy
foot.
In this
yes, way. Absolutely.
Hold my foot. My foot is gigantic. It's the opposite. It's like Meg's foot, probably.
That's why she sprained it.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God, you're right.
She has man feet.
Great, thanks.
No, Crystal, you are Meg and Beth.
Beth,
because you
the
are
one that dies.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. Good.
Because you are kind and introverted.
Oh yeah.
And you don't. Yeah,
I don't want to mess anything up.
Yeah.
I'll see in the background. Yeah, you're right, girl.
And like,
shout out, Beth.
When Mr. March like offers her the piano, she's like, I could never. But then she like kind of sneaks in. Yeah. That reminds me of like how you would feel about it.
Yeah.
I think all of us would feel that way. But
me, yeah, I am definitely the one that's like, I don't want no trouble. But also like,
and like, you really, really care about people. Like, you don't like. The superficial shit is whatever. You really genuinely care about people. Like, if you... Yeah, I could see that. Because, like, you would go and take care of the sick kids and end up getting sick yourself because you want to take care of them.
Literally. Oh, that was cute.
I didn't have time to think about that.
Okay, but who do you think?
Well, okay, I don't know enough about them truly, so...
From what you saw in the movie.
Basically, Meg is the oldest responsible, and she's okay. into the pretty things.
Mm-hmm.
Joe is the rebellious, adventurous, writer, headstrong. Beth is the kind, introverted, sweet soul. And Amy is the free spirit, like Joe. She's basically like Joe, but just artistic instead of like,
so I think
writing.
You would be...
I think you're 100% Beth.
Beth and Joe.
Beth and Joe. I think you're definitely Beth because I see you're both Beth. You're both Beth. And then I think when you really push yourself.
So not the last 2 years.
No, bitch, I didn't say that.
Because
when you push yourself, I think you're Joe. Yeah,
you get it done.
When you set your mind to something.
Mm-hmm. Are we recording that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't realize that you turned it back on.
No, okay.
I think I like that for you.
I'm gonna belt out Astonishing when I get in my car.
Well, do it.
Yeah, girl. Can you end this? Can you
you know why? Because you're prep. Astonishing.
Can you do vocal warm-ups while we finish this up and then
there it is.
Oh my God, side note. Okay, so Joy and I really like High School Musical, the series.
I've watched the first few.
And they have a warm-up off, and it's so stupid, but it's so great.
I can't wait to get, it's the third to last episode.
It's ridiculous, but we love the show so much.
I fucking love the show.
It's
the good
we
kind
laugh
of
and cry like it's like it, it's so
like it's
drama.
Like The Crown or something.
It's
oh I think God. I'm the last I watched is she broke up with what's his face, the other dude,
the yeah,
the guy who's playing Chad.
Uh-huh. yeah EJ.
And he was like writing a song to get her back or something.
Oh God.
These kids are so talented.
Yeah, I think that's the last episode I saw.
Yes. It's, I like it. I hate that I like it.
I did see someone posted an behind the scenes video of all of them during a break. One of them was on the piano and they were all singing the song together and like aww. Having, like just hanging out. And the tweet was like, cast theater kids and then leave them alone and watch them soar. I was like,
mm-hmm.
My heart. Mm-hmm. Cast those theater kids, people.
It's very first season
so talented.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. I'm not loving it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Enough to like binge it.
Yeah.
I still need to watch the last episode of The Mandalorian.
Girl.
I know. I'm so bad.
Wow. You behind, girl.
Girl.
There's something about finishing things. Sometimes
that's,
I find
that's
it
right
hard.
For you.
There's
that
a,
makes sense for
there's
you.
A book, The Song of Achilles, which is about Achilles and Patroclus, like in love and happy, and it's amazing. But I can't finish it because I know how it fucking ends. I know they're gonna die.
Is it because you want?
Please send me this book. I would like to borrow it.
So I wonder, maybe you not finishing things is like you not wanting things to end. You just want things to go on forever.
Oh, that's a big part of it. Sometimes it's because I just don't care enough. Like, I didn't care with Orange is the New Black. I never.
Oh, yeah,
I
didn't finish
the whole
it
season, but the last episode. I think
that would make me crazy.
House of
Cards.
Oh, my
God. I can't not finish something. But I just no.
I when I love that. Something, I can't not finish it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you don't care.
That's, I think, a testament to how I felt about those shows. Like, yeah. I got to the last episode and I was like, oh, yeah, I never finished it. And I had no desire to go finish it.
That's so interesting.
Because I'm definitely like
that. To me,
that
it's like one episode. Just do it.
I know. No. I know. I kept telling myself that. I was like, I just don't fucking
that's
care.
I don't care.
That's so weird. Then why invest all that time up into one episode? That's so weird.
I don't know why. And it wasn't intentional, but I was like, oh, I never finished that, did I? Like,
yeah,
it wasn't natural. It wasn't consciously like, yeah, I'm not gonna finish this last episode. It was just like it happened.
That's so interesting to me.
Yeah. Wow. Speaking of, never mind. I'm gonna save that for later because it's so off topic.
It's okay.
Back Song to of Achilles. It's Song fucking Achilles. Great.
I would like to see it. I would like to read it.
I've been listening to it.
I love Greek mythology stuffs. And it's great.
So back to Little Women. Okay, so the score is
our
great.
Women
we said that already. And Alexander Desplat, I believe is how you say his name.
Mm-hmm.
All that piano and the classic. Also, it's classic. So it's timeless. That coincides with Greta Gerwig's like timeless.
But
feel
it also
that she
feels like
it.
Youthful and vibrant the way the girls
it's
are.
Upbeat. Mm-hmm. Of the nominated scores, it's not my favorite, only because. When we get to that movie, I'll tell you which one it is.
Oh, I know.
Because I love Alexander Desplat, but it's kind of more of the same.
Your favorite is Rise of the Skywalker, right?
Get out of the house. I don't even... Anyways, whatever. I really liked his Shape of Water score because it was water. It was bubbly. It was bright. It was innovative. It was, like, happy. And this is more of the same of, like, old-timey period piece piano.
I love piano
and I mm-hmm. I loved it. I listen to it when I go to bed sometimes, but it would just of the nominees, I don't, it's one of the good ones, but it's not the best favorite. No.
Okay.
Yeah,
I really I know she's not going to, but if Florence Pugh could win for best supporting actress, that would just be fucking great.
You know what though, with nominations, she's gonna work forever. Bravo for her. I love that for her. I'm so happy.
I'm
Me
really
too.
Excited.
And she's a new Black Widow, bitch.
Sorry, completely just like lost my train of thought.
I saw that.
I saw it leave your head.
You saw it float away. I'm very upset, especially the last few years, because I feel like horror has taken a turn for the better. And they've been more storytelling.
It's had like a renaissance.
Yeah. And I'm sick of it not being recognized. Only Get Out got recognized, but none of the actors got recognized.
Well, Daniel Kaluuya.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Please waste on him. Us got no love. Hereditary got no love. Toni Collette at least should have gotten some attention.
Hereditary got, it was very splitskies. People either loved it or hated it. There was like a lot of talk about that movie
because
when it came
graphic.
Out.
Graphic.
Is that why? Okay.
But Toni Collette.
I mean, you literally see someone's head be chopped off.
Ooh. Oh, I read the Wikipedia page description. I was like, I'm never seeing this movie.
But story-wise, it was like a story. And acting.
A story.
The way you said that was story.
That was beautiful.
And then Toni Collette was such a master.
She's quality.
In that movie. And she should have been
master, wow.
More recognized for that. She should have.
Yeah.
At least for the Globes have been nominated.
Yeah.
I would have wished she would have gotten an Oscar nom, but.
At the very least, the Globes.
I was very upset that she didn't get any love for that movie, except for like more smaller awards. I think she got the Gotham Award.
Yes. Yeah, because it was like the day day before the Oscars, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah,
usually the day
before. And she won that one.
Also, Midsommar. I feel Florence Pugh was so wonderful in that movie, and it was such. I feel like a hard line to balance because it's technically a horror film, and then it's also this like bright, happy community film at the same time. And I just feel like her performance in that was so great. And the fact that she's getting no attention for it.
She's having a good year because even that movie that no one saw called
Fighting with My Family.
Yeah, with Alina Heedy. Mm. I wanted to watch it. Heard a lot of good things about her in that movie as well. So good for her.
And so now you have another actress. Now Lupita Nyong'o didn't get anything this year.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, us didn't get any recognition either. And I feel like Jordan Peele, keep doing what you're doing, but release them later. Because Get Out was early in the season, and Us was early in the season.
I don't think his intention is award recognition, though.
I know, but he deserves it.
No, yeah, he does. Well, he's won the Oscar. He has an Oscar.
True.
And I think it's ridiculous that they should have nominated Lupita out of respect, because she's won an Oscar. And people, other people who have won prior have been nominated for way less just because they've won before. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, that was the people were saying, like, don't nominate her. That movie was, it's a horror movie. It wasn't that great. Well, no. Again, she played, people who have done lesser things got nominated before.
She basically played two different parts in that movie. Yeah. And she did it wonderfully. And so, I just feel like, did Ready or Not deserve to be, like,
what is Ready or Not?
That's it's the other horror film.
The bride who...
Who was marrying into the family and then they're trying to kill her or something.
Does it have that guy from Orphan Black in it? Am I tripping? That's
Adam Brody.
And it's Adam Brody and Donnie from Orphan Black.
Yeah, Orphan Black.
Oh, Orphan Black. I don't know why I was hearing...
Orange is the New Black?
Black Mirror. Oh. I was like, how am I supposed
Donnie,
to know?
Yeah, okay, I remember. Yeah, I never saw it, obviously, but I remember that.
It was it was a fun movie. But, like, that's a different kind of horror movie. Those are the fun...
Yeah.
Horror movies. These are like
serious
story driven films that just happen to be horror. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they deserve to be just as recognized as
maybe because Get Out had like a message, maybe? Could that be why?
Us had a
did it?
Us had a message.
Oh wow, okay. I'm just scared to see it.
Midsommar, I guess maybe not so much, but
I'm surprised it's not like a horror award show.
Mm. I'll have to look that up.
I mean, I would assume there would be, but I guess not.
You're right. Anna's speaking a lot of facts here.
Yes.
You are correct.
You know what else I love? Okay, so back to the movie.
Yeah.
I really love that Greta Gerwig and Saoirse Ronan are like becoming the great actor-director duos, like Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yes. Like, I really love that they're like in it to win it together, and I think that's beautiful.
I think it's great.
They can make movies together for the rest of my life. I'm okay
and,
with that.
And with Timothée Chalamet. He's also like, I'm in it. Like, anytime Greta call... Greta?
Greta.
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 Anytime she calls, like, I'm down.
Who wouldn't be? I'm down, and I'm not even there.
Call but me.
My number is 817. I'm
just kidding. 555-0125.
Oh, my God.
So I really feel that out of all the awards that it's nominated for, I really feel like it should win for adapted screenplay.
100%.
Oh, yes. If it doesn't win that, it's... Although I will say that even though I haven't seen Jojo Rabbit yet, I'm really happy for Taika Waititi because I love him.
This is exciting
but
for
I think
him.
Greta Gerwig has to win this just because it's really her only chance to win anything.
Oh, I read it on Twitter today. If Greta Gerwig does not win the adapted screenplay Oscar, there will be no female wins for screenplay in the 2010s.
I believe that.
Fucking A.
Nothing for 10 years. Which is nuts.
And I know we're not out on that one yet, but I feel like The Irishman shouldn't win just because they didn't adapt it. They literally just, it's the whole fucking book for a 3-hour movie.
Oh. I'm going to save my thoughts for that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's just my immediate feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't disagree with you, but it's bad. Okay, so costume design. Where's the... Okay. So, okay. Of all of these, I'm going to... I've only seen one, so never mind.
No, you've seen two.
Black Panther. No, I'm kidding.
Honestly, Ruthie Carter, win again. Honestly, no. It's sad that Ruthie Carter was not nominated
Dolomite
for Dolomite
is My Name
is
should
my name.
Be here. Because Dolomite Was My Name is an excellent movie. It is so uplifting and inspiring. Like, I was legit inspired to, like, follow my dreams after that movie. I am not kidding you.
Aww.
What they are,
we're
I don't know
moving to L.A.?
Yet.
Are you going to become an actress?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood might have a chance just because
Hollywood
loves itself.
And yeah.
It really does.
And it's the way they recreated L.A. in the 70s mm-hmm. was great. I mean, the set production was fantastic and the costumes were great. So I could see it going there. But I hope it's for Little Women.
Same.
Because just for that dress alone.
Yeah, for her wardrobe in Europe alone.
Jesus.
It won't win score.
Even for I will even take it for Timothy and Saoirse's like interchangeable pieces that they were wearing.
Yeah,
like she was wearing his vest.
That was good.
Yeah. And some of his shirts.
But it didn't feel like it was his. It felt new. Like it was hers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Loved that. That was great.
She made it her own.
There's one thing that they didn't focus on in the movie, which I don't know why it bums me out, but I think it's just because like I don't know. I just love the Winona Ryder version. At one point you see her going to check like this weird box in the middle of the forest, and Laurie, when he joins their group, you know, when she invites him into their acting and games or whatever, when they're dressed up as men,
the attic.
Yeah, when they're reading the Pickwick portfolio, he gifts them a mailbox for them to leave notes and treats and things for each other.
Which is the cutest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, so like when she's coming home after this, her first time since rejecting Laurie, and she goes to check it, hoping there's something there for her, and there's nothing. Like it, I don't know. It just adds a little bit more of a
sad.
Yeah, like sad. That's the first thing she did when she got home was go check the box, and there was nothing for her.
Sad.
So yeah, I don't think it'll win score. So I'm sorry. I love you, Alexander, but you ain't gonna win. Supporting actress. Crying? It's gonna be where is it?
I mean, sorry. We know Laura who it's gonna
Dern.
Be.
Laura Dern. Yeah. But whatever.
It probably at this point.
Best actress.
Well, I don't think she's gonna win best actress.
Who do you think is gonna win best actress? That's a great question.
My money's on Judy currently.
Yeah, I think Renee Zellweger is the favorite.
Yeah, that's what I've read.
Which I'm that movie surprised that Bombshell got some nominations. I haven't heard anything great.
No,
I really don't want to watch
it. I don't either.
Wait, it's not. Right.
It's not.
Okay.
But I'm so happy when I saw that it wasn't. I was like, thank God, I don't want to watch. I mean. I feel like it's too soon to me, personally.
Yeah, stuff like
it kind of reminds me when, not the same thing, but it kind of reminds me when they made 9/11 movies like 2 years after it happened. Like, I just lived through this. I don't want to see some dramatic telling of people in a plane. No, no. Yeah. It feels too...
It feels disrespectful.
Yeah.
Also, like, Zero Dark Thirty coming out like, a year later or something.
They had to rewrite that when they were filming it. Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah.
It was a good movie, though. But still, it was a lot to take in. I was so nervous when I watched it. We saw it together, right?
Yeah.
I was so nervous. I think
that was the first year you and I, like, did it together.
Yeah. That whole... The scene where they're infiltrating...
It was high tension.
My heart was beating so fast.
I want to watch it.
It's good. I think I could watch it now, probably.
Yeah.
Enough time. Because years have passed. Jessica Chastain is magic. But that scene where they're infiltrating his house. Mm-hmm. Oh, holy mother of God. Wow. And then so Best Picture, it won't win either. But
I originally saw that Margot Robbie was nominated for Best Supporting, I assumed it was for Once Upon a Time. And I was like, I can't believe that. And then I saw Bombshell and I was like, oh.
Also, good for
hopefully
her. She's
had
like
some more to say.
Carving a good space for her awards, you know, whatever.
I like Margot Robbie.
She's like steadily working and she's like doing good. Good for her.
But yeah, she's good for her. She's doing them because a lot of people would want. I think that's the ideal career to most actresses, to have like franchise work and then prestigious work, and she's doing both. So
to be able to do
good
both,
for her, and then she's a producer as well, so that also helps.
I read a tweet.
A tweet about a New Yorker article.
This is like the best fucking line in cinema last year. This year, Laura Dern is competing against Florence Pugh, who played her daughter in Little Women. 25 years ago, Susan Sarandon competed against Winona Ryder, who played her daughter in Little Women.
Any of them win?
I don't know. It's just a tweet.
I don't believe so. Let me
Google. I don't think Winona Ryder. Oh, my God. Winona Ryder has an Oscar. I feel like I'd know that.
Oh, another funny thing is that Alexander Desplat is nominated for Best Original Score for scoring Little Women. Mm-hmm. Thomas Newman is also nominated for 1917, and his first Oscar nomination was for Little Women.
Oh, that's cool. Mm.
There's so much weird, crazy shit.
Let me look.
To wit.
It did not win any Oscars that
year. Okay, never mind then.
But very interesting.
It was nominated for costume design and music, as well as Best Actress.
For Winona?
Yeah.
Costume design, all right. I like it.
So, I read this article.
Oh, my God.
No, but seriously, I did read this article. When Little Women came out, let me see, what is her name? Shannon Keating, who she's a writer for BuzzFeed, wrote this article for the argument of something that people have thought of for a long time since Little Women has been out, as like a book and a film and all of that. But she wrote an article for the argument of Jo being a lesbian. And
fair play.
Right. And I think that the way Greta Gerwig made the movie left it ambiguous enough to where that could be an interpretation of it. I do have to say, though, that like when LGBTQ plus people read or like watch a piece of media and see a character as anything other than like straight or cisgendered, people tend to be really dismissive of it because they're like, oh, you're just reading too much into it, or they weren't written that way, or that's not the intention, or blah blah blah, whatever. But I think that like everybody consumes media and you're allowed to have your own opinion, so let people have what they want to have.
I think though, before words. I would say Jo is gay, I would say that Jo is more asexual. Like she just doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't need love. She doesn't. Right. That's not something she craves, really.
And
I think more than the fact that then she loved Frederick, I think it was more like they were compatible.
Yeah.
In a way that her and Laurie weren't.
Because I was reading into it and she links a couple of articles there, but the interesting thing was that Louisa May Alcott, she didn't end up marrying,
right,
and she didn't end up having kids. She just like was
she was a single spinster.
She was single. Shut up. And Greta was talking about she wanted to leave it ambiguous enough for you to be able to interpret either that she stayed with Frederick and, you know, they lived happily ever after, or that she stayed single and by herself, in order for like right. people to be able to interpret whatever you want to interpret without it being so like black and white, like this is what it has to be, or this is what Greta Gerwig interpreted as. I think that that's very valid. And like, I also would probably subscribe that, I mean, obviously it's like way back then, so there wasn't really terms for this sort of thing. Right. But I think if she understood like the times now and the language now, she would identify as something under that umbrella.
Yeah.
Because the way that the scenes are cut, you're kind of, obviously you're going back and forth between the past and the present. But she's there at her editor's office.
Right.
And he's like trying to negotiate with her. No, she needs to be married. This is how it ends. This is how you sell books.
Right.
But she really wants to keep her copyright. And she's like, no, that I don't think that's really what I want, what I intend in my story. But in the end, she kind of gives in and she's like, OK, fine, we'll go with that and I can keep my rights to my book. So I think with Greta's interpretation, her in the rain with Frederick, like, ooh, lovely romance or whatever, you can interpret that as being the ending to her book, not necessarily the like Jo's ending.
Right. And him ending being there with the family for the.
Right. Yeah. Because he's also like teaching at the school and stuff. So it's still he's still part of it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're together. And I think you really like that. I really appreciate that from Greta Gerwig to be able to leave that space in there, even if it's not blatant or whatever. You know, if you're looking for that sort of representation in media, then it's a little bit easier to find.
That scene where they're making her book.
It was beautiful.
I like cried. Well, first of all, I cried like 5 times during the movie.
You were just consistently crying.
Consistently
right?
holding back tears. And then.
Did I cry? I don't think I did.
But then at the end, when, you know, she goes after Frederick and Laurie's like, I don't think I would ever. I'd never see the day where I would send a carriage for Jo March to go find love or something like that. From like that point until the end, I think I was just in.
I know. It was so beautiful.
There's this tweet and it says, in Little Women, love is so tactile. Holding hands, arms around shoulders, heads on laps, playful punches. There's so much love, and when it's not expressed through words or actions, it's shown through touch. I think about Jo and Laurie because they practically gravitate towards each other and can't be in the same room without hugging each other. At Meg's wedding, Lori has his hands in his pockets, so Joe puts her hands in her pockets. It's so minor but wonderful.
It's so beautiful. They both acted that beautifully. And I think you and I were talking about this, but like, Joe loves Lori. Joe loves Lori so much. Mm-hmm. But Joe's not like in love with Lori.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like, that's okay.
She knew that he wanted the typical life.
Right.
That he wanted to be married and have children. He wanted to subscribe to all of that.
Yeah.
And she was just not made for that.
Yeah.
She's like, I cannot be a society wife.
No. Oh, like, all of her arguments for it, while, like, sad that they're, you know, they don't end up together. Like, all of her arguments for that are still valid because she's like, I would hate that. You would hate me writing. We'd fight all the time. And so when I watched the original one,
she knew that if they ended up together, they would hate each other.
Yeah.
And she didn't want
to. And it's better for them to like not be together, still have that love, still be super close. Like, I don't know. I feel like their souls are attached to each other. Like, they love each other so much. And like, that love's not going to go away, even if, you know, they didn't talk for whatever it was, a number of years.
Right.
But I just love their friendship.
Me too.
I love Joe. And I just want the best for her.
Me too.
So why isn't your favorite movie of the year then? Huh? Why is it better than Parasite? Why is it not better than Parasite? Why isn't it a perfect movie?
I don't know. It's really fucking good.
It's pretty.
I'm just close. You know, no, pretty, I'm like trying to like make you upset.
I wouldn't say it's not a perfect movie.
It just doesn't. It's not Parasite level.
I feel think it's like this is a story I knew.
Okay.
And Parasite was so new and original to me, and like kept me on the edge of my seat and surprised me at every turn.
An experience.
Yeah, like it was a ride. Little Women, I knew it. I still cherished loved it and enjoyed it and cried my way through it, and I will again and again.
Same.
I mean, this is the movie I'm gonna watch 50,000 times in my lifetime. I'll watch Parasite maybe 20.
I love how you have a number.
No, so that's true though.
It's the movie I'm gonna share with my, like, if I ever have kids, which but you know, like, this is a movie I'll share with people I love.
And I'm gonna share my Parasite with my kids. Watch this.
It's cinema.
Have nightmares of the face.
Oh my god.
That made me not watch it again. That I was legit scared when that happened. We talked about it obviously already, but
right.
Okay, so I realized this recently that I hate rom-coms, but I like romantic dramas. That's what I like.
Quality.
Because this was great. Also, Queen and Slim, side note, was fantastic.
That was a ride too.
Ooh, Crystal,
oh Jesus.
Crystal likes those
rom-droms.
I do.
Daniel Kaluuya, wow. Give him another Oscar. Well, I mean,
Was white excellence, that was black excellence, because wow.
Yeah, I still need to see it.
Wow. Can we get a brown excellence, please, sometime in our lives? Thanks.
Working on it.
You know what?
Writing a script?
I'll do it ourselves, because clearly no one else is going to do it.
God.
I will neither confirm nor deny the allegations.
Oh my god, who would star in it?
Shut up.
Go. Who would star in it?
Oscar Isaac.
Oh yeah, he's
Jennifer Lopez, because she got snubbed.
He's not the only brown actor, though.
He's the hottest one, though. Hello.
True.
Okay.
How you doing, Oscar Isaac?
J-Lo, because I guess she just, like, she's it now. That's.
I like to new. I want, like, a new person.
I just want new people. Because
homegirl from Queen Slim is new, relatively.
All right, so let's get some new people. All right.
New person plus, okay, so the guy can be known. Not Oscar Isaac.
Not Oscar Isaac. Okay. Who do I know? Every time someone asks me. Every time someone asks me a question,
romantic. I love it.
Every time someone asks me a question, I like immediately go blank.
Yeah,
I'm like, I had knowledge and now it's gone.
You can like see her brain empty. It's hilarious.
Literally, it's like you click on the file empty.
Error 404.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, seriously. So anyway, I fucking love Little Women. I'm gonna cry about the shit all the time. The second time I watched it, I watched it with my mom and my brother, and literally me and Benjamin were just like holding each other the whole time and like sobbing.
Okay, so they enjoyed it.
Yeah, they loved it.
Good.
My mom was super pissed at Amy. My mom genuinely hates Amy. Genuinely. Granted, she did sleep through parts of it.
Oh, moms.
She genuinely hates Amy. She was like, how could she do that to her sister? And, like, my mom has six sisters, so that's a lot.
She gets it.
Yeah. They really liked Joe's little speech in the attic that she was giving to Marmy. And literally whenever Joe's like, I'm so lonely. Like, me, Benjamin, and my mom all started crying. And I was like, damn.
Oh my God.
Shit. We're way too emotional for this.
Yikes.
Plus it was late at night and I was like,
plus we're sleepy. Also fucking lonely.
I guess we fucking are, bitch. I mean, we're all single, so
I'm gonna sidestep that one.
I mean my mom, me and Benjamin are all single.
Yeah, that's what I meant too.
But no, they love the movie and I was like, good. I'm so glad you guys love it.
Now Tony needs to see it.
Don't even fucking love it. Yoni. But he's working a million hours right now, so
well, whenever you buy it, because you will, I will. Him watch it.
This is one I'm gonna buy, like, physically and digitally.
Yeah.
In every form.
Well, possible. Actually, most movies now, if you buy them
physically, they'll come with the
digital code.
Yeah.
So definitely that'll gonna be do great. That. Because great.
He'll love it. He loved Pride and Prejudice, so I know he'll love this shit.
Movie needs repeat. Viewings on, viewings on, viewings on, viewings on, viewings on, viewings.
What?
Donnie loves rom-coms. Donnie loves rom-dramas. Donnie loves romance.
I think the term rom-com gets a bad rap because there's a lot of trash.
We got to sift through the trash to find the diamond in the rough.
And I think I've talked about this before, like the difference between like a rom-com and a com-rom.
Yes. Yeah, we did.
Because like the new movie with Kumail Nanjiani and Issa Rae, the trailer dropped today and it looks so fun.
What? It did? I need to watch that. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Fun.
But that is a comedy romance from what I can
see. It's comedy plus some romance.
With a romance storyline.
Angle, yeah.
But it is not a romantic comedy.
That's so exciting.
In my opinion.
So it's not a romantic comedy because why?
Because it's comedy first with like
some romance.
A romantic.
Other examples, go.
Romantic comedy is romance first. Pretty Woman. No, that's
no,
not
that's
comedy.
All about her.
Again, you asked me a question. I went blank.
Date Night.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if that one's been labeled as a rom-com.
Is there romance in the movie?
Well, they're married.
Again, is there romance in the movie?
I don't know why that's the first one that
we're not talking about Marriage Story, guys.
Because this one, the new movie with Kumail Nanjiani and Issa Rae kind of reminds me of that Date Night feel, like they're out on a date together and then something happens.
Also, I love that it's a mixed race couple. That's awesome.
Yes. Hell yeah. Hello. And neither one of them is white.
I know. Yeah.
That's so exciting. Again. Also, Issa Rae is so beautiful.
I know.
And it's Kumail.
Yeah, that's Anna's new love. I'm really excited for you. You're going to have a whole movie.
With his new body? Did y'all see that picture?
It looks photoshopped, bitch. I was like, is this real? I thought it was fake at first. I really did. And I was like, wait, that's really him? Yeah. What?
I could tell in his arms. Like, he was at an event or something.
When they did
like,
the press for the
movie. I was like,
homeboy's
working out.
Were you like,
trying to make the picture bigger?
I downloaded it and I put it in software and I exploded it.
Oh my God.
That is not anyways. True. That is not true, ladies and
gentlemen. Our women are little.
Kumail, come get your girl.
Oh, he's married.
Oh, dang it.
That was like the whole, that was all of his movie that got nominated was the How He Met His Wife.
What nominated? What movie?
The Oscars 2 years ago.
Love Sick?
The Big Sick.
What was it nominated for?
Best Writing. Original Screenplay.
Oh, okay. I was like, Best Picture? I remember that. I should have seen it.
No, we would have watched it.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. Did I miss something?
No, but it's really good.
You're really good.
Is that a rom-com or is that a rom-drama? Is that a com-rom?
It's a rom-com drama.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, because it's him and he's funny. But, I mean, it's got heavy parts because she's in a coma.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, so Little Women is great.
Women's great.
That's the moral of that story.
Ranking, it's still wonderful. It's definitely above everything except Parasite. Currently,
and
that's where I sit.
It's an eighth of an hair away, as I said earlier.
Oh, my God.
Eighth of an hair away. So, thanks for listening, everyone. Yeah. Shout out to you.
Oh my God.
Please, I think, follow us and
subscribe
on Twitter. Because
Hashtag conversations with Oscar.
Yeah.
We'll be live recording the Oscars and posting that the
women?
Next day.
What did you think?
Are your women little? Or are they giant like my feet? Because I'm Meg, not Amy.
Okay, I think that's
enough.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.